From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. President Barack Obama says the U.S. is fully lifting the 50-year ban on the sale of military equipment to Vietnam.
It also underscores the commitment of the United States to a fully normalized relationship with Vietnam, including strong defense ties with Vietnam and this region for the long term.
Responding to a reporter's question about increased Chinese aggression in the region, Mr. Obama said the decision was not based on China. At a joint news conference in Hanoi with Vietnam's president, Mr. Obama said the U.S. and Vietnam still have differences over human rights and that each individual weapons sale will be reviewed on a case-by-case basis. Mr. Obama will give a speech in Hanoi Tuesday, expected to focus on improved relations between the two countries and the need for constructive dialogue. U.S. President Barack Obama says the death of Taliban chief Mullah Akhtar Mansour removed the leader of an organization that Mr. Obama said has continued to plot against and unleashed attacks on American and coalition forces. Mr. Obama said Monday during a news conference in Hanoi that the Taliban leader had rejected efforts by the Afghan government to engage in peace talks and end the violence that has taken the lives of many people. The U.S. leader made the comments one day after the Afghan intelligence agency confirmed Mansour was killed in a U.S. airstrike in Pakistan near the Afghan border. Media reports say a series of bomb blasts Monday in two Syrian coastal cities left at least 100 people dead and dozens wounded. Four bombs exploded in Jablay, killing at least 53 people. 48 people were killed in Tartus when three bombs struck the city. This is VOA News.